tell me your name?
Florence Godwin.
And where were you born?
In New Westminster.
When?
77 years ago.
77 years ago.
It's so close.
The 1898?
Right.
What was your first association with Burnaby?
Well, we came out from New Westminster in 1906, and it was our summer home there. And we used to come to and fro every summer. And then in 1911, my dad built our permanent home there.
Do you know why your father bought property in Burnaby?
Well, I think it was just to get out of town and live in the country. And it was a beautiful part of the world at that time, and very quiet, very few homes. And that was it.
So you were about six when you first saw...
Yes, when I first saw Burnaby, yes.
And that was the area around Deer Lake?
Yes.
Can you remember your reaction to it, what it looked like?
Yes, it was just beautiful. And I can remember after seeing it for the first time and hearing my mother and father discussing the probability of buying property there, that on the way home I asked if I'd been in heaven. Because it was trees and all the underbrush was beautiful, and the ground was just carpeted with moss and wild flowers that, of course, I'd never seen before.
So then you went to live in heaven 4 years later.
Yes. Well, we moved out. My father built a small house there, and we used to go to and fro every year. As soon as school closed in Westminster, we drove out, and we spent the 2 summer months there. And then we all loved it so much that my dad decided that he would build there and would be our permanent home.
And that was in 1911 that he
built? That was 1911, yes.
Were there many other houses there then?
That's just a... Well, there were a few early settlers, and at this time... Mr. Sepperly, whose house is still there, is the Burnaby Art Gallery now, and there's Mr. Mathers and Mr. Anderson, whose homes are now owned by the municipality. They were there. They were built within a year or two after my dad moved out there.
And did they live there permanently?
Oh yes, they were permanent homes too.
What did most people do who lived there permanently, do you know?
Well, they had businesses in either Vancouver or New Westminster. My father was in the real estate business and the insurance business. And his business, of course, he had established when he came there in 1890 in Westminster. But they all, the settlers, or the first people there, they were farming. And as a matter of fact, my own father went in for strawberries in a big way. We had a lot of acreage and strawberries. Yeah. And he always had a man that worked the farm, so to speak, and he used to take the strawberries either into Vancouver or New Westminster to sell them. And then, of course, we lived very well because we had all our own... we had our chickens and poultry of all kinds, and a cow, had 2 Jersey cows. So we lived very well.
Was there a school in the area then that you
Well, the school that we went to as a child was run by a Miss Harry Woodward, who also ran the post office, the first post office in Burnaby Lake. And all the young children went there. As a matter of fact, there's a picture in the Burnaby book about Burnaby that shows us outside her schoolroom.
That's in Green's book.
Yes, that's right.
Was it Deer Lake or Burnaby Lake?
Deer Lake. Deer Lake. We talked about the Deer Lake district. I mean, actually, the whole district was called Burnaby Lake, but we lived. For instance, I learned to swim and to skate on Deer Lake, and my father's property went from Douglas Road, which is now Canada Way, right down to the Deer Lake, this is where we learned all our swimming, and we had 13 acres of land there, so it was lovely. Yes.
And the berries grew well.
Oh, beautiful. Everything. It was just everything on the grew on the place. Every kind of berry you could think of. So it was a beautiful home and a beautiful place to live.
Did it change very much in the time you were living there?
No, it really didn't. It did, not until after the end of the First War. And then people began coming in. When we used to skate, we could detect a stranger because, in fact, we felt we owned the lake.
Well, how long did you live there?
We left there in 1917. My brother was killed in the First War. And most of the older people there had very bad reverses, and a good many people lost their homes and lost everything. My dad, same thing happened to him, and a good many people went into bankruptcy, but my dad didn't. He always said that if it was the last thing that he did, if it would take him 25 years, he'd pay back everything. And this is what happened.